Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast, Friday, April 24th, the last Friday in April. That's it. It's gone. It's gone. No more Fridays in April. Not this year, my friend. What have you been doing? What have you been doing? Week from today is going to be May flipping first. I can't even wrap my arms around that one. How about it? Anyway, let's get into the show. Thanks for all the great feedback on our Throwback Thursday show. I'm going to throw back a little bit today as well. Posted something on Facebook about YouTube being 10 years old. 2005, April 23rd, 2005, it was launched. And look what happened to YouTube. Wow. Well, actually, it was launched in beta later that year. The first YouTube video, you should Google that when you get a minute. One of the founders, the actual founder of YouTube, and I forget the guy's name, but he's at the San Diego Zoo. And he's standing in front of the elephants at the zoo, and it's like a 20-second video. And you could tell he's kind of awkward, uncomfortable in front of the camera, which is hilarious because he invented YouTube, right? And so he's like, yeah, I'm in front of the elephants, and they're really, you know, neat animals. It's really kind of cool. And he's looking kind of nervously around if anybody's watching. And then he's like, they got long trunks. And I'm like, that's it, man. And a couple comments about that, because number one, it's awesome that the guy that invented the actual site that gets a billion views a minute or whatever the heck it is was awkward in front of the camera. That gave me a lot of confidence that I've always said this, man, that when you want to get into your own business, you either got faith or you don't have faith. I mean, there's no way you're going to manufacture faith. Either you believe in it. And here's the thing. When you do something that you don't really really believe in, then of course you're going to be convicted at some point to get out of it, convinced to get out of it, rather than convicted to stay in it. Because you can sound like an idiot, look like a fool in front of the camera. Do you think this guy cares? I mean, come on, man. He had 136,000 shares of 130,000, whatever it was, shares of Google when Google bought out YouTube years ago. And he's just sitting. I mean, now he invests in, I saw one of the things he invests in startup. One of them was Airbnb is one of the startups he invested in. And a guy's got to be loving life, but I'm sure he's not satisfied. I'm confident that he's not just sitting on the money. That's the beauty, man. And that's what I want to talk about today. That's the beauty of the real entrepreneur is somebody that can just, they've got billions of dollars with a B, and yet they still want to go create something. And throwing it back to 2005, one of the comments I made on my Facebook page was, those of you who know me, here's the thing. I said, YouTube is 10 years old today, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have my Facebook page open, but I'm paraphrasing. YouTube is 10 years old today. Funny, 10 years ago, I tried like crazy to get our senior leadership team at our company to convince them that online, that the internet and video specifically was the future for our clients. And they thought it was the Yellow Pages was the future. Hashtag, and the rest is history. And it's true, man. It's like, seriously, you guys want to hold on to the, because I was managing the $90 million division here at Cincinnati Yellow Pages and a subsidiary of AT&T and blah, 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 blah. And so I couldn't believe it. Like, really? You guys are still stuck in this dinosaur age. I was like beating my head against the wall, and it was nuts. I couldn't believe it. It was like living in bizarro world. So I said, all right, but I got to get out. I mean, I got to escape. This is crazy. I mean, think about that. Think about the people that you're hanging around. And there's no convincing a guy or a group of guys, and it was mainly guys, because that's all there is in corporate. It's an old boys club. It's getting better, but women don't make as much as the men do, and men promote men, and They only promote women or minorities because they got to hit a diversity quota. And I'm not speaking of the company in particular that I've worked for. I'm just saying in general terms. And if, and you can argue that point or not. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, at the end of the day, which is one of my most least liked sayings, by the way. I never use that. I'm not sure why I just said that. But at the end of the day, it is an old boys club. They promote each. And here's hilarious because it was kind of an unspoken rule, you know, when I was hiring as well that, hey, you under 40, over 40, under 40, over 40. And why would you hire somebody with all this experience and pay them more over the age of 40 when you can get a 22-year-old out of college who's not as skilled, but you can teach him to skill? And again, that's not right, wrong, good or bad. That's just the way it works, man. Let me enlighten you a little bit as to how the corporate world works. And I always thought that we should be promoting minorities, we should be promoting women based on the fact that these are women. By the way, I would always, always want a woman running an organization. Always want a woman running. They're just better at it. They're just more organized. They're more thoughtful. And this is coming from a guy. I mean, this is coming from somebody who, you know, ran, like I said, that division. I would 10 times out of 10 want to have a woman running an organization. They're just better at that stuff, man. I see it all the time, especially now that I'm in the entrepreneurial world. I see women entrepreneurs that are really successful. They got everything. They got the organizational skills. They got the conscience. They got the ethics. They got the brain power, the gray matter. They've got the drive. They multitask out the window. I mean, it's crazy, multitasking skills. And yet in the corporate world, you don't see very many women running large organizations. So with that being said, getting back to the show is 10 years ago thinking about, you know, we need to go to video. I mean, and I had never even heard of YouTube. My first YouTube video wasn't even uploaded till 2007. April, it was what? Today's 2015. So it was 8 years ago. And I think it was right around this middle of April. So it'd been 8 years ago this week. I uploaded my very first YouTube video. And I didn't know what I was doing. I paid the guy at our church who did the video there. I think I threw him $20, $25. He set up lighting and a camera. And if you go to my YouTube channel and look at the very first video there from 7 years ago, you'll see it. I was welcoming people to my landing page and all that. But there's still time. I mean, look, just because YouTube's been around for 10 years, there's still time to get on the train and get going. You could literally start today. Shoot your first video and be off and running with whatever product, whatever service. You don't even need a product. You can just sell consulting or coaching. Or you don't need to sell anything. I mean, obviously, some of the most watched videos ever on YouTube are people just having fun. You know, the English bulldog on the skateboard going down the driveway, or somebody showing you how to plant an apple tree, or somebody show you how they put a door on. I mean, I laugh. I think I mentioned this in the podcast last week. By the way, I got to remember this. I don't have anything to write down. I got to tell you a story about the door, painted door. I think let me tell this story, and I'll get into how the show's blowing up. I looked at our stats this morning, and I sent in a support ticket because I couldn't believe how many downloads we've had this week. I don't know what happened. What are you guys doing? Like, you downloading this show just a million times this week just for the heck of it? I don't get what's going on, but this show is exploding on iTunes. I'm trying to figure it out, but it's a high-class problem, I guess. Anyway, I uploaded a video. I think I told this story last week or a couple weeks ago, but let me just share it real quick. Give me 20 seconds. We have this Victorian home in Western New York, upstate New York. And I went there a couple years ago, and I needed to get this paint off the door. And so I went to Lowe's and bought this, talked to the guy because I didn't know what I was doing. And he said, just get an old crappy 99-cent paintbrush from our paint section and apply this liquid to your door. It'll bubble up, and you just take a 99-cent putty knife and scrape it off, a plastic one. I was like, wow. So I put it on. I painted it on, waited 15 minutes. Wouldn't you know? I mean, this paint's been on for 100. The house is 150 years old. It's got a dirt basement. I mean, it's got rocks as the foundation. I don't mean a cement foundation that was poured. I mean literally rocks stacked on top of each other. That's what the basement is. It's like something out of Hannibal Lecter. So, I mean, you go down there, and if you're afraid of those types of dark places, don't go to our basement. Not that you'd ever be in our basement, but let me just tell you right now. Our 150-year-old house, it's like the pilgrims lived there. And the paint came off the door. I was like, damn, I got to shoot a YouTube video just for the heck of it. I put it on my Everyday Saturday channel, but I didn't even promote it, didn't mail for it, didn't tell anybody about it. And I've got like 4,000 or 5,000 views, all because the title of the video says how to remove paint from an old door. Try it. Google that, and you'll see the video. It comes up. It's on the first page of Google. That's all you got to do. Start shooting videos around what you're passionate about. So two parts to this. This is a getaway day, by the way. Two parts to this podcast. Getaway being defined as Friday, getting away. I hope you're going to have an amazing weekend. Come back refreshed. Or if you're like me, it's just another day, man, right? Just every day Saturday. I want you to get to that place in life. You need to get to that place in life. I don't have it all figured out. I'm not the guru sitting at the top of the mountaintop. I'm just telling you, man, I'm squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. I get hit by a bus today, I'm feeling good. I mean, not really. I'd rather not be hit, but I'm feeling good about where I'm at. I love life, and life is to be lived. Don't let life live you. Are you with me? So, two things. Number one, if you haven't embraced video, do it. Just for your passion, whatever it is you want to do. Not even necessarily as a business. Number two, and I don't care how you talk, how you look. Just get some good lighting. Just spend a couple bucks. Go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Get that contractor lighting that, you know. That's what I did. That's my very first lighting I did. I got those lights that contractors use when they're in dark places. Boom, turn them on. They're like 500 watts each, and boom, lighten up the whole room. Careful, though. Don't be like me and almost melt your forehead and get too close to them, which is a whole different podcast. And number two, all right, think about the founder of YouTube. Google that, very first YouTube video. Take a look at how awkward he looks in front of the elephants. What he was saying made absolutely zero sense unless you're just, I mean, we're showing it to your aunt and uncle about, hey, this is me at the zoo. But he didn't care. He didn't care. I mean, he just said, hey, I'm inventing this platform as a test video. Have a ball, man. Love it. Let me know. Hate it. Let me know. I mean, just let's have some fun. And that's what you got to get. That's the place you got to get to. He's going, hey, let's have some fun. Whatever your business is, if you're not having fun, man, you shouldn't even be doing that. I mean, that's the number one rule. If you don't have fun and laugh a lot and enjoy where you're going, I mean, you're skipping into the business office, wherever it is, get the hell out, would you please? What are you doing? Life is way, way, way too short to be not having a great time, all right? It's Sam Crowley on the Getaway Day, the last Friday in April. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.